Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by AT&T Rethink Possible, by Village Bowl and the Brown Shop. Midwestern State leads at 23-11, MSU 71% from the floor, WT 55.6 from the floor, and they've got the basketball. Inbounds pass comes to Lionel Foster. Foster down to Carr on the block. He dribbles twice, comes around, gets an open jumper up, no good. Derek Thomas rips the rebound down for MSU. At the timeout, Mason White checked back into the game for West Texas A&M. Also back in the game for MSU, Chris Hagan. And Keontae Logan, who gets the feed between the circles, takes it out front. Alley-oop pass off the glass is errant and picked up by the Buffs. Rod Little brings it up floor. Out to the wing, takes it down to the baseline. Tries to drive baseline, and he stepped out of bounds. Mustangs basketball. 10:48 to play. Midwestern leads at 23-11. Substitution is Courtney Carr out, and Donnie Kidd back into the game for the Buffs. Mustangs lead it by a dozen with 10:44 to play. Mustangs have led by as many as 14 here early. Out front, Michael Lloyd gives it off for Chris Hagan. Hagan pushes off and creates space. Hagan gets his first personal foul and team foul number four, and a good call on the far side by Darvin Altum. Hagan did push off to gain a space, and that was a good one. Joe Mincy checks out of the game for West Texas as Ladarius Hall comes back in for WT. Mustangs still leading by a dozen with 10:35 to play. Ball keyed in by Little, in for Foster to bring it up four. Foster works it right side, weaves it on for Hall. Hall out front trying to find somebody, does so now near side for Foster, down to the block for Kidd. Kidd trying to back in against Charlie Logan, has to bring it back outside for White. White dumps it up top for Foster. Foster looking for a screen, 14 on the shot clock. Weaves it back to White, gives it back to Foster. Foster backs out, works it over the wing near side for Hall. Hall puts up a jumper, no good, rebound, knocked down by Thomason, directed over to Chris Hagan. Hagan brings it up floor to Lloyd, baseline, three ball long, no good. Michael missed it, rebound pulled away by Hall for West Texas. Hall, outlet pass for Foster, fires it quickly up floor to Little. Little into the paint, runs over Derek Thomas, and a foul charging called against Rod Little. Little's first personal foul and the fourth team foul charge to the West Texas A&M Buffs. Mustangs will sub Thomas Colbert back into the ball game. Also back in for MSU, Deuce Nichols, as the Mustangs bring Charlie Logan back out of the contest. Also, Michael Lloyd gets a seat. 9:49 to play. Mustangs lead at 23-11. Inbounds pass for Hagan to bring it up floor. Chris across the timeline, works it left side. He'll take it top of the key, wants to drive, kicks it off for Deuce Nichols. Nichols, top of the key, extended right side, works it back to the top, dumps underneath to Thomas, and Derek lays it up and in from the right side block. Thomas with his fourth point, 25-11. Ball quickly up floor, and the ball knocked away off of the leg of Keontae Logan. The crash you heard was West Texas A&M's Lionel Foster running into the scorer's table, nearly took out Nick Golson. Nick was holding on to his glass. The only reason it didn't go over is popcorn's all over the place. 25-11 with 9:22 to play here in the first. Mustangs on top. Inbounds pass, top of the key for Foster. Foster works it around far side for Little. Little brings it back near side for Foster. Can't spot the three. Heavily guarded by Deuce Nichols. He'll split difference, go into the middle. Dumps it underneath for a layup attempt by Jacquees Holcomb, and he nails it good from the left side. 25-13, 12-point lead for MSU. Mustangs have led a couple of times by 14. 9 minutes to play. We're in first half action as Hagan works it left side, gives it away for Deuce Nichols to the top. Nichols tries a high-low pass. It's knocked down, but right into the hands of Derek Thomas, who lays it off the glass and in. Derek Thomas, 6 points. He's the leading scorer for Midwestern. 27-13, Mustangs back by 14 with 8:37 to play here in the first. West Texas against the sticky man-to-man defense of the Mustangs. Get it to the right wing to Rod Little. Little goes across far side for Foster. Foster, under pressure by Deuce Nichols, brings it top of the key. Now dumps it out to Ladarius Hall, left side. Drives in. Ball knocked away, but a foul called against the Mustangs as Colbert called for a block underneath. So the block shot by Derek Thomas doesn't go, and Thomas Colbert gets his first personal foul and the fifth team foul assessed to Midwestern State. With 8:21 to play at the line, Ladarius Call. Hall, a 92% foul shooter, 7th in the nation, 1st in the Lone Star Conference. He's 51 of 55 from the foul line. After they have to set up the players correctly on the lane, as Jaquise Holcomb wanted the block that's reserved for the opponent of the free throw shooter. The first shot is up and good by Hall. Mustangs are going to sub three in as Kevin Lloyd back in the game, Charlie Logan back in the game, and David Terrell back in the game for MSU. Chris Hagan, Derek Thomas, and Thomas Colbert all have seats. Second shot for Hall. The senior from Thomasville, Georgia, puts it up and in. 7 points for Ladarius Hall. 27-15, Mustangs lead back to 12. 8:17 to play here in the first half. Up floor, Kevin Lloyd works it out. Right wing, Deuce Nichols. Nichols, we got a whistle, a foul away from the basketball underneath. It's going against Midwestern State and Charlie Logan for an illegal screen. Logan's second personal foul and the 6th team foul charge to Midwestern State. David Lott explains to Charlie Logan what he did. Logan doesn't agree with him. Now quickly, Logan comes out of the game, and Thomas Colbert will check back in. Substitution for West Texas as well as Courtney Carr gets back into the game, replacing Donnie Kidd. 12-point Midwestern lead, West Texas into the forecourt. Comes to the wing near side for Joe Mincy. Mincy works it through Holcomb, round to the left wing for Foster. Foster works it back, right wing Hall, wants to drive baseline, finds an opening, lays it up and in. Hall with 9 points, 27-17, and it's a 10-point Mustang lead. MSU quickly in the forecourt, out to the wing, right side, Nichols takes it to the foul line, bounce pass underneath, Terrell lays it up and in. Terrell with his 7 point, could have been an and one, but they didn't call it. 29-17, 7:30 to play. Up floor comes Foster. Foster weaves it out for Hall. Hall brings it back near side. Sends it off on the wing for Foster. Cross court pass for Hall. Hall out front, picks up his dribble, dumps it underneath for Holcomb. Holcomb hand hang onto it, loses it out of bounds, knocked away by the Mustangs. 7:12 to play, 29-17. Midwestern leading West Texas. Back after this on Bob FM.